to you by Puffin.
The Christmasaurus and the Naughty List by Tom Fletcher. Read by Tom Fletcher and Paul Shelley.
Chapter 1. Previously on the Christmasaurus. Everyone knows about the naughty and nice lists, right? Well, just in case you've had your head buried in a box of tinsel for your whole entire life, let's imagine for a moment that you've been a good kid all year. I know that might be hard for some of you, but just go with me for a minute. And on Christmas Day, you wake up to the presents you've wished hardest for since writing your letter to Santa. Toy cars, dolls, train sets, video games. Bam! There they are, wrapped up in loads of glittery paper and ribbons that your parents will spend the rest of Christmas tidying up. Congratulations! You made it onto the nice list. But now imagine what might happen if maybe, just maybe, you did some things that someone could possibly think were not nice. Perhaps even, dare I say it, naughty? Well, in that situation, you would wake up on Christmas Day to a very different, very unpleasant sight. There are rumours of children receiving coal instead of toys, or even of piles of reindeer droppings in stockings. Don't eat chocolate raisins on Christmas Day, trust me. But the truth is worse. Much worse. What could be worse than deer poop in a sock, I hear you ask? So imagine waking up to find no presents. Uh-oh, looks like you're on the naughty list. Don't worry, I'm not judging you. After all, it's not up to me who makes it onto the naughty or nice list. I'm just an author writing words on this page. I don't have that kind of power. But there is someone who, if the legends are true, sees you when you're sleeping and knows when you're awake. And I'd guess if he can do both those things, then he most certainly knows if you've been bad or good. I am, of course, talking about the big man himself. Father to the season of seasons, Mr. Kris Kringle, St. Nick, Sinterklaas, or, as we shall call him in this book, Santa. You might think that the naughty and nice list is just the difference between getting a pile of toys or a stocking full of fresh air, but it's much more important than that. In fact, the very future of Christmas itself depends on children understanding right from wrong, good from bad, naughty or nice. You see, if there weren't children on a nice list to deliver presents to, Santa wouldn't have a job. He wouldn't have meaning or a purpose for us all to believe in. And if we don't believe in him, then, well, he wouldn't exist at all. And think of what a disaster that would mean for Christmas. And I'm not just talking about the presents. Don't get me wrong, Santa loves a good gift more than anyone. But it's not really about the toy. It's about the joy. That warm feeling you get inside as you open up the thing you've most wished for all year. It's pure happiness. And it all came from being nice. That's why Santa brings presents. Now, if you've read the first two Christmasaurus books, firstly, well done, you're definitely on the nice list. And secondly, the following information will come as no surprise. Santa is an enormous, jolly, fantastic person with eyes as deep blue as the Arctic Ocean and a beard as white as ice. He lives in the North Pole in a snow ranch made of pine and in the company of some rather merry, constantly singing elves. And once a year, when he makes his Christmas deliveries, he flies a sleigh pulled by 8 magnificently magical flying reindeer. And, I'm sure I'm forgetting something important. Only joking, of course, that sleigh is led by the creature whose name is sprawled across the front of this book in nice shiny letters, the one and only Christmasaurus. An icy blue dinosaur whose egg was discovered frozen solid deep in the ice mines by Santa's elves many Christmases ago. The Christmasaurus couldn't always fly, but thank...
Sample complete.
Ready to continue?